For many foreigners, the Spanish Steps are visual shorthand for Rome. They're used in lots of movies and TV shows, starting with Roman Holiday back in 1953. More often than not, these 135 stairs are hopping with vendors and tourists. Among the vendors, you might spot a flower seller. During the spring, a mix of azaleas and bougainvillea turned the stairs bright magenta. This was a natural hillside as recently as 1723. Before the steps were built, this was the slope of the Pincio Hill, one of the many hills around Rome. It's not one of the seven hills that early Rome was famously built around. Back then, this hill and everything you'll see on this walk was part of the Campus Martius, an area outside the city dedicated to Mars, god of war. It was an area for military training grounds and temples. In the imperial era, wealthy Romans started to build estates here, and it was eventually incorporated into the city. By 1723, there was still no easy way to get down the hill from the French-owned church at the top to the Spanish piazza at the bottom. France provided the money, Italy provided the architects, and Spain got the credit. At the bottom of the steps sits the Piazza di Spagna and the Fontana della Barcaccia, which means Fountain of the Long Boat. Legend goes that the design of the fountain comes from a boat washed into this piazza by a flood of the Tiber River. This is the first of many fountains that we'll see, and it's designed by Pietro Bernini in the 17th century, before the steps. Pietro Bernini is the father of famous architect Gian Lorenzo Bernini, whose work we'll also see plenty of. When you get to the bottom, look up the stairs for a view of that French church at the top, called Trinità dei Monti. From this angle, one of the standout features is an obelisk, the tall, narrow stone monument in front of the church. Obelisks are Egyptian in origin, and there, they served as symbols of the divine power of Egypt's rulers, the pharaohs. After the Roman Empire conquered Egypt, the Roman emperor was also the pharaoh, and so he was regarded as a god on earth. Many obelisks made their way from Egypt to Rome across the Mediterranean, or were just built in Rome. This one was made here, and nearby, on the grounds of the Villa Borghese, you can find another one built by the Emperor Hadrian in honor of Antinous, the man he loved, who had drowned in the Nile. Over time, these ancient obelisks fell, were buried, and then were rediscovered centuries later. By that time, Rome was the territory of the popes, who also claimed divine power on earth, and today, it's common to see an obelisk in front of a church with a cross on top. If you look to the right side of the steps from the bottom, you'll see a peach-colored building, the Keats Shelley Museum. English poet John Keats arrived to live here in 1820. If a cafe stop is in order before you go any further, the Antico Café Greco near the bottom of the stairs was one of his hangouts. Young, well-funded English people of the time ended up along the Mediterranean for education, but also for health. A warm climate was part of the treatment for tuberculosis, which Keats was suffering from. He was 25 when he died here. When you're done here, walk away from the steps and past the fountain. Turn left, and you'll see the piazza narrowing towards a freestanding column, the Column of the Immaculate Conception.